A Day in the Life of a Cannery Worker by Linda Garcia. Clad in white pants, white t-shirt, white shoes, and even white socks, I tied on my clear plastic apron and tucked the escaping strands of long blonde hair back inside my hairnet. I pushed one yellow earplug into my ear and then the other. The world went silent. My plastic gloves were stained yellow on the fingertips. I pulled my gloves on. I followed the line of co-workers into the canning plant where a truckload of peaches was about to meet its destiny. I climbed the metal stairs to take my position behind a girl who stood in front of the long white conveyor belt. The other girl looked over her shoulder at me, and a small smile escaped her lips. The whistle blew, and the girl stepped back and allowed me to take her place. The belt never stopped. It was 10 o'clock at night, and for the next 8 hours, this would be my life. This would be my life every day for the 2.5 months of peach canning season. The pay was good here, and with it, I would buy a car, one with air conditioning and a fancy stereo. When you open a can of Del Monte peaches, the last thing you would expect is to bite into a piece of pit. My job's sole purpose is to seek out that desperado peach pit and bring it to justice. As each peach half passed by, I took my thumb and rubbed the center where the pit used to be. My only purpose was to seek and find. When I found even the tiniest piece of pit, I tossed the peach out. It did not go to the trash, but to another conveyor belt full of women with pitting knives to cut off the remaining piece of forbidden pit.